get the latest on what happened last night's Mid Plains Committee to College Board of Governors meeting that took place in Broken Bow last night. Let's talk to Mid Plains Committee to College President Ryan Purdy. How you doing, Ryan?
Good, Rich. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Both graduations. So I think it went off successfully last Friday, didn't they?
They really did. And, you know, we sandwiched that around nurses pinning and MLT pinning. And so it's a full day of celebration, which is fantastic for our students.
Now off and running, kind of wrapping up school, I think, this week, if I'm not mistaken, and then get ready for some of the summertime activities as well.
School was out last week, so with graduation, we're done. And faculty, I think their summer break starts today. So it's a little quieter today, but, you know, we do have some short-term courses that are going on. I know that HVAC and some of those other 11-month programs still do go in through mid-summer, and so they're continuing, but there'll be other summer classes that are going to start to heat up about June 2nd. So there'll be a little bit of a downtime, and then hopefully things pick up here in a couple weeks, and we'll be off and rolling for our summer semester.
Now, as far as last night's agenda, you had a public hearing first, didn't you?
We did. So the Osgood School, which is in our backyard or across the walking path from South Campus, it's on our property, was put up for sale by the school district, and so the board asked me to look into it, and so we did, and we were able to secure the bid on that piece. And so, you know, it just provides for some program exploration space. You know, early childhood and housing seem to be the two roadblocks to population growth. I'm pretty heavily involved with the Six Regions, One Nebraska initiative by Governor Pillen, and so those are a couple of the focuses. And so we're going to explore and see what it could look like for us to expand what we're doing in McCook up here, again, to help provide more child care workers, because it is a heavy-demanded area. So see what we can do on that piece. But then also, again, other populations coming in, what are the programs we don't have right now that we need to be ramping up for? And so it just gives us some low-cost per square footage space, again, proximity to campus. It's across the lawn and across the sidewalk from campus, and so we're excited about that opportunity. So we did have to have a public hearing last night in regards to that.
After that, the meeting started and open forum, I think, had some honorees last night there.
Yeah, we did. So we decided to honor our area, Broken Bow area adjunct instructors, and so we had a half a dozen or so there last night, ranging from 5 years of service to 20 years of service, and so just excited to get them in front of the board, let them eat with the board, and just really appreciate all the work they've done to keep some of those smaller communities up afloat and providing opportunities for our students. And so we're able to provide those awards to them and their service awards. And then also we did have a retiring GED ESL instructor, Jane Garner, who also a wife to her husband, Michael, who was a 20-year recipient as an adjunct too. So both great people. Just appreciate all the work they've done to support the Broken Bow area and Mid Plains Community College. And so it was nice, again, to just recognize them in front of the board.
Then, if you could send gen items, and then you had quite a few action items last night.
We did. So, you know, just kind of gearing up for summer, but also planning some projects that are a little bit farther out, and also just some annual stuff that we have to do to have in place before July 1st approvals. And so we kicked it off again. We had the two public hearings on real estate. The first one was Osgood. The second one was another residential lot at Iron Eagle Court. That's where our building construction program is building the next house. They're building one there currently, and it's about done. So we got to have another site ready to go for the students when they get back in the fall. So we will close on that one on June 13th. Doing some major air handling electrical upgrades in the North Platte McDonald Belton building, about $835,000. That's all original equipment. Most people that have been in McDonald Belton probably don't realize that above the concession stand just to the west of the gym is a mechanical penthouse that houses the electrical switch gear for the entire building and all the air handling equipment for the gymnasium and kind of the eastern half of the building. And so we had to get that geared up because they'll have to close the building for about 3 weeks next summer to completely renovate the electrical side. And then the gym and part of the other east half of the building will be without AC for about 90 days. So just trying to make sure all those equipment purchases line up so they can hit that window. McMillan Hall furniture upgrades. This is just kind of that domino effect of moving BCE from McMillan to the new East Campus. And so doing some renovations of student life and IT and then keeping some classrooms up there. So just giving a fresh coat of paint and then some furniture up there to energize that facility space a little bit. And then a big one, I mean, Tipton Hall. Been a chameleon. It's been there for 60-plus years, temporary building. The board did approve a contract from Maris Construction last night to remove Tipton Hall from our inventory. So fall when our students are back, should be sprinklered and sodded grass, and Tipton Hall will be no more. So it's been a great building, kind of that chameleon that does everything we need it to do, but it was in some need of some significant repair, or to finally remove it, as was the plan for probably the last 25 years. So Tipton will be no more as of the fall of 2026.
Wow, yeah, it's been around a long, long time, hasn't it?
It has. So outside of that, did the nursing software. It's kind of like the toolbox for your Applied Tech students, but for your nurses, it includes everything they need to be successful within that program, with the exception of a couple textbooks and their uniforms. And so paid for over the course of their programs, but it does include a lot of their resources, their software packages for their all their charting software and all of their pre-tests in preparation for their NCLEX tests. And so it's been good for some of the peers that use it. For us, we know that they've about 15% to 20% increase in their persistence and graduation rates for those that started the nursing program. So we're excited to provide that opportunity for those students. Again, this isn't a cost of college, it's a cost of students, but it kind of is all the resources they need to be successful in the nursing programs. Had some athletic insurance. Again, that's a cost of doing business for 25-26. With no June meeting, we had to get that approved. Then we did have the insurance trust. Again, this is our property and casualty insurance that had to have that approved by July 1st, got that done. We'd worked with the McCook College Foundation on an MOU just to identify what their roles and responsibilities are, and ours are. Great partnership with them, and so they did pass it at their last meeting and asked the board to present it. So we did, but again, it's a great relationship we have with the College Foundation, and we want to continue to grow that piece. Canvas Learning Management is our online platform. Another one, it's a cost of doing business, 25-26 contract, and so the board did approve that. First year is $66,500. We used to be with Blackboard back before COVID. We moved from Blackboard to Canvas at that time, and it was about a 50% savings in costs, and we're still seeing about that much savings from having made that change. So we're excited to have Canvas for the next 6 years. And then finally, the last regular tuition item, or the last action item, was that for dual credit tuition for 25-26, the board did agree with our recommendation to move that to zero for next year. Students will still be responsible for tools, textbooks, and course fees, but tuition and fees for dual credit will be zero. Most all of the peers, with the exception of Southeast in Nebraska, have moved in that direction, and we know of at least four of our local schools that were considering or have moved to a different community college because it was free. So we're hoping it opens the doors for those that maybe couldn't afford $150 to take some dual credit stuff for us. And so we'll be interesting to see how this works in the next 12 weeks as we gear up for the fall, about how many students maybe wouldn't have taken it that will take it, and how we might have to change our schedules up a little bit to accommodate those that want to take it but maybe don't have room or don't have a faculty credential in their high school that might have to take it from one of our faculty on site. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but the board was excited. I think the college is excited, and hopefully our students are as well, to take a chance and do some dual credit, because we also know that those that successfully complete it have about a 20% chance, or 20% higher going rate to college than those that don't. So lots of potential benefits by doing this.
A couple of cabinet reports?
Yep, just following the legislature was mine. LB, I think it's 261, is the governor's budget that includes the community colleges, and so they were able to identify $5 million to put towards dual credit to replace the ARPA funding. We had asked for 10, they gave us 5. We knew they had a major deficit, and 10 was going to be a big lift, but we got 5. And it sounds like this morning that it passed the legislature in final reading and so now it's to the governor. So we're pretty excited about that opportunity and the work working with the Appropriations Committee. And even Senator Merman on the education bills. It wasn't so heavy on the Education Committee this year, but he's been pretty receptive in working with the community colleges. And so we appreciate that relationship as well.
Board went into closed session, some personnel and real estate, then came, reconvened in open session after that and had some action items. Is that right after that?
Yeah, so we've approved our non-negotiated salaries and wages for our staff and administration. And so the board did approve a total compensation increase for our hourly staff at 4% and our total compensation for our administration at 3.75%. And that included a 0.25% increase in the the retirement contribution percentage from 9.25 to 9.5. And so when you figure health insurance into those, it's probably going to be close to between 2.5% and 3% increase in their wages, salary. And so we did kind of push that towards our part-time as well. So part-time salaries for administration, which is only a handful, and then some of our hourly, permanent part-time hourly staff will be 3% to keep them kind of on pace with the full-time. And then same thing with our adjunct instructor compensation, about a 3% increase from 950 to 975 per credit hour. So those were kind of the non-negotiated pieces.
And then adjourned, and the next board meeting is scheduled to skip June and go to July. Is that right?
So it kind of allows our staff to kind of re-energize and get some time away and get out into those community celebrations when they can. And, retool and get ready to come back for the second half of the summer.
Well, I know the Graff Event Center is going to be hopping. I know the coaches, volleyball, basketball, that's going to be a busy place, I know, over the summer months.
It really is. All the gymnasiums are highly sought-after facilities, and so that's why the next month with McDonald building up here is going to be a challenge if we have to take it offline for the summer. So the coaches have a year in advance to pivot and do some other stuff, and I don't know, maybe North Platte camps will be in McCook. We'll have to see.
Daniel, anything from you, sir?
Students can still register for summer and fall classes at Mid Plains Community College. Enrolling as a student at MPCC can help change your life by helping you reach your educational and career goals. Learn more by visiting our website at mpcc.edu or by giving us a call at 800-658-4308.